Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the disclaimer. That's right, the disclaimer. This American apple pie institution known as parental discretion will cleanse any sense of innuendo or sarcasm from the lyrics, which might actually make you think, and will also insult your intelligence at the same time. So, protect your family. This album contains explicit depictions of things which are real. These real things are commonly known as life. So, if it sounds sarcastic, don't take it seriously. If it sounds dangerous, do not try this at home or at all. And if it offends you, just don't listen to it.
Fire. Good evening, ladies. I tell you all the story about the joker and the thief, I said, now let's see, Rock for Rookies, and I'm Maximum Mike, and there's something I'm forgetting. Oh yeah, rock music. Tell you, I'm in a bit of a mood. The last few shows, I've been doing themes and taking requests, but something's been missing. So I decided this week, no covers, no themes, no, oh, you know what would be nice? Just rock. Did you like those first two songs? Nothing. Suck on the music.
See how it sweet.
Alright, just, I had to get that intensity off of my chest, you know? You're thinking, put it back in, because now I'm thinking about your chest and its hairs. But I would like you to know that I'm fine with all six of my chest hairs, so just back off, and let's get back to the music. We started off this week with Wolf Mother, those crazy bastards from Australia, started in 2004, already winning 8 rock awards from various places and nominated for at least a dozen others. Wolf Mother's one of those bands that I'm excited to hear what they'll put out in the future, but I'm not holding my breath. After that, prog rockers Muse let us have it with Supermassive Black Hole. And when I said suck on the music, I meant suck on the music. The band after that was called The Music. They arrived on the scene when every band and their mother had a "the" in the name. The song is called Take the Long Road and Walk It. But now I'm going to tone things down while keeping the energy high. Here's Ozzy Osbourne.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out, yeah. Let me hypnotize it. Lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to have it all. I've seen your face a 100 times. Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the
And I'm spent. You know, I was gonna play a 3-block there, but I think we need a little bit of a breather. That right there was Heart, and damn, have they had a long-spanning career. From 1963 till 2004, they've had dozens and dozens of hits. Their track Barracuda made it onto the Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock game. Magic Man, the song, refers to lead singer Ann Wilson's first love, the first guitarist of the band Heart, Mike Fisher. Let's keep things moving. Here's Kasabian with Shoot the Runner. I'm gonna go ahead and tell everyone to watch the video to that song. It's really cool. Very artsy-fartsy, but in a good way. Kasabian are indie rock, which means they place a premium on maintaining complete control of their music and careers, releasing albums on independent record labels, sometimes their own record labels, and relying on touring, word of mouth, and airplay on independent or college radio stations for promotion. Some end up moving to major labels, often on favorable terms won by their prior independent success. Now we're going to go way back and give a lot of respect to some guys. You may have heard of them, John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing. Try with a little help from my friend.
so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. Gonna be my girl. Well, it's a 1, 2, 3. Take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine and I really wanna make you mine. I said you look so fine and I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need a money with a face like that, do you? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. How do you feel? That is the question. But I forget you don't expect an easy answer. When something like a soul becomes initialized and folded up like paper dolls and little notes, you can't expect a bit of hope. So while you're outside looking in, describing what you see, remember what you're staring at is me. 'Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. How much is real? So much to question. An epidemic of the mannequins, contaminating everything we thought came from the heart, but never did right from the start. Just listen to the noises, before you tell yourself it's just a different scene. Remember, it's just different from what you've seen. I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head.
watch you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. And no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. And it's the stars, the stars that shine for you. And it's the stars that lie to you, yeah. I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head.
That was Stone Sour and their alternative post-grunge hard metal rock. For more on genres, read this week's Rocking Chair column. If the voice sounded familiar, it's because that's Corey Taylor, lead singer of Slipknot. It's a side project he does, and they are beautiful. Before then, we heard Jet with their song Are You Gonna Be My Girl? And I'd like to say more about the Beatles, but I don't know where to start. I'll let you know that in a few weeks, I'm actually doing a History of Rock special, and that might be the opportune moment to speak Beatles. Let's finish off part one with a very special song. A cover. I know I said I wasn't gonna do covers, but I think this one's better than the original. We'll meet up after the song and discuss things in a calm, peaceful way. Here's Korn.
Daddy's flown across the ocean. Leaving just a memory. A snapshot in the family album. Daddy, what else did you leave for me? Daddy, what'd you leave behind for me? All in all, it was just a brick in the wall. All in all, it was all just bricks in the wall. We don't need no education. We don't need no mind control. No
So, what'd you think? That bad or are you just upset? I'm challenging all of you hardcore Pink Floyd fans out there to think about what the song is really about. It's anti-establishment, it's a song for rebels, it's hardcore, and it's not very Pink Floyd-y, is it? The song was meant for Korn to sing, especially the whole part with the children singing in it. The original was released in 79, but sometimes years have to pass, and eventually, a band can take a really good song and make it better. Don't hate it just because it's not the Floyd. See you in part two. Welcome back to Rock for Rookies, I'm Maximum Mike. Now, we had a bit of a tiff in part one over the validity of redoing really famous rock songs. When I did the Richard Cheese version of Stairway to Heaven, I got a lot of angry feedback. So, to make up for the indignation you're feeling about the song, I'm gonna play one of the greatest songs ever written to make you feel better. Though, come to think of it, I'd probably be pretty pissed off if someone covered it. Which reminds me of the video of Celine Dion singing AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long. Johnny and I cried. Another story for another time. Anyway, here's System of a Down with Chop Suey. I've never played more System of a Down songs. I've only played that cute Legend of Zelda song they did, not exactly their best work. Chop Suey was System's breakout song, though for hardcore rockers, their first hit was from the eponymous album, a song called Sugar. But for the mainstream, Toxicity blew us all away. Keeping you on your toes, here's 36 Crazy Fists. We'll be right back.
checks in the mansion. You got where you say that you are.
Yeah. across your back. I can see you had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead. You're just like so hard to get through to you.
Jimi Hendrix with Crosstown Traffic. Hendrix is considered one of the greatest and most influential guitarists in rock music history. He's everyone's influence when it comes to guitar playing, though my own opinion states that he may have been good for his time, but if you stuck him in the now, he wouldn't be in the top five. I'm just saying, you heard those Dragon Force guys, or even Slash. Can Jimmy compare? Before Hendrix, we heard from Breaking Benjamin with So Cold, and before that, 36 Crazy Fists with Bloodwork. Kudos to Noam Linga for introducing me to them. Like most bands, some of their stuff is good, and some of their stuff, not so good. Alright, good news for all you Israelis listening. The big news of the week is the arrival of Chris Cornell to the Bani Shorza Tel Aviv in June. So, it's time to get out there and pick up tickets. Here's Audio Slave, of whom Cornell's the lead singer, with Be Yourself.
Thank you. and dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
That was The Contours with Do You Love Me, recorded in 1962 and originally meant for The Temptations. 20 years later, they had a nice comeback with the Dirt when Dirty Dancing came out, of which spawned a Dirty Dancing tour for The Contours. Now, you want to know where the original members are? Four of them are dead, and one's a retired minister, and the other two are still performing. Before then, we heard from Lullacry with Pitch Black Emotions. Nice. Okay. Last song before the salute. These next two songs are really two of my favorite songs. I rock out to them at least once a week. So let's start things off with California rockers Lit and their 3-month spanning number one hit, My Own Worst Enemy.
When I was drunk, I didn't mean to call you that. I can't remember what was said or what
page.
I thought I knew you, took the time to put my love into you. Screw you, cause now you got me sitting in the sewer. I'm going on the roller coaster rides. See, I ain't forgot about the knots you've been tying with my insides. I dropped my pride, without you I was sure to die. I tried with cash, did all I could to make it last. Now I accept that that was in the past. I know you love me, you love me like a piece of trash. But at first you were so sweet, couldn't go without seeing your face for an hour. So sour, it all became a hassle. You were even living in my castle, just to use me and verbally abuse me. That's not the way I'm running my shop. It took a while to see the light before I stopped, and you got dropped off. It's over, probably I'll be sweating it, but in the long run you'll be the one regretting it. Maybe you won't, maybe you will, but baby you're still about as real as a $3 bill.
Put a Z in my name. I'm bad. That's right, Limp Bizkit, my favorite band, period. Nobody did Bitter better than Fred Durst back then. That was Sour off the $3 Bill Y'all album from 1997. New metal and rapcore. Limp Bizkit was the peak of the rap metal genre. Now, obviously, I play songs in certain orders to evoke feelings from all you listeners, and sometimes I like to make blocks of genres. So, this week's salute band made their start during the peak of the nu metal era. Pointers and sitters, I give you Linkin Park. Yes, Linkin Park, known to all because of their super famous tracks like In the End and Numb. They're a band from Agoura Hills, California. Since their formation in 1996, the band has sold more than 50 million albums and won 2 Grammy Awards. They achieved mainstream success with their debut album, Hybrid Theory, which was certified diamond by the Recording Industry Association of America in 2005. Now, being certified diamond means that the album sold over 10 million copies. Here off the Hybrid Theory, A Place for My Head.
watch how the moon sits in the sky on a dark night, shining with the light from the sun. The sun doesn't give light to the moon, assuming the moon's gonna owe it one. It makes me think of how you act for me. You do favors there rapidly. You just turn around and start asking me about things that you want back from me. I'm sick of the tension, sick of the hunger, sick of you acting like I owe you this. Find another place to feed your greed while I find a place to rest.
I wanna be in another place. I hate when you say you don't understand. I wanna be in the energy. Now in the air, I'll be a place on my head.
Maybe someday I'll be just like you and step on people like you do and run away all the people I thought I knew. I remember back then who you were. You used to be calm, used to be strong, used to be generous, but you should have known that you wear out your welcome, and now you see how quiet it is all alone. I'm so sick of the tension, sick of the hunger, sick of you acting like I owe you this. Find another place to feed your greed, will I find a place to rest? I'm so sick of the tension, sick of the hunger, sick of you acting like I owe you this. Find another place to feed your greed, will I find a place to rest?
I wanna be in another place. I hate when you say you don't understand.
Now, the most noticeable members of the band are Chester Bedingfield, who's the screamy soft singer who makes Linkin Park seem like a Backstreet Boys are on crack. After that, we have Mike Shinoda, rapper extraordinaire and founder of Linkin Park, who also has his rap band Fort Minor. And finally, Joe Hahn, known as Mr. Hahn, who does all the scratching as well as directing for the band's videos. Now, I want to talk to you about the new metal genre, or rapcore as it's called. It was started in the 80s, starting out with bands like Run DMC when they did their duet with Aerosmith, or the Beastie Boys, and finally, you know, in the 90s, Rage Against the Machine. Now, the music is a fusion of heavy, rhythmic guitar beats and rap lyrics. One of the best examples is when Linkin Park and Wayne Static got together with the Executioners, a band of turntablists. This is what it sounded like. It's going down!
I knew I was being threatened. Do you think it's worth holding out? I mean, I've heard some pretty ugly things about those guys. Ugly stories.
Watch them flee! Watch them flee! Watch them flee! Hip-hop heads!
You do it like this.
Round the next sound reflects a complex hybrid dialect. Now detect the mesh of many elements compressed down the melting pot of a super futuristic style. The combination of a vocal caress with lungs that gasp for breath from emotional stress with special effects in a distorted collage carefully lies between beats of a rhythmic mirage. It's going down the logical progression on the timeline, the separation narrowed down to a fine line to blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down a logical progression on the timeline, the separation narrowed down to a fine line to blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey. Now it's going down.
Composed sentences, altogether fantastic. force projected daily through the sound of the source. Everybody on board as we blend the sword with the pen, the mightiest of weapons, swinging right for the chin to elevate mental states long gone with the wind, to defend men from shoddy imitation pretends it's going down. Style assimilation readily trekking through the weaponry of a pure pedigree, cleverly seeing through whatever is ahead of me. Whatever the weather be, we advance steadily. It's going down subterrestrial hot. A rhyme regiment is calling the shots. An execution of collaborative plots, ready to bring the separation of style to a stop. It's going down, a logical progression on the timeline. The separation narrowed down to a fine line, to blur the edges so they blend together properly. Take you on an audible odyssey now. It's going down.
Put it on.
Then it goes like this.
Do it like this.
It's going down.
Put it on.
Then it goes like this.
Do it like this.
It's going down.
I'm about to blast off worldwide.
Yo, this is the press only.
X-Men.
I'm about to blast off worldwide. Album in store soon.
About to blast. Blast off. Worldwide.
It's going down.
Yeah! I love that stuff. The band's second studio album, Meteora, continued the band's success, topping the Billboard's 200 albums chart in 2003, and was followed by extensive touring and charity work around the world. At this point, they were in full swing, winning awards left and right. It was nice to see them live up to such an amazing second album. Off of Meteora, here's Faint.
A little bit of disregard, handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I am what I want.